This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. A lot to cover this week with the Fed statement and some of the market moves. I'm going to kick off this show with Mark Chandler. He is the managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex. Also writes the Mark to Market blog, which I visit every day. Mark, let's start off with the Fed statement that was, again, even a more dovish hold, I think you can say. We had Powell mention in the press conference many times that they still have an optimistic outlook for the U.S. economy, but their actions are telling a very different story. However, you could just say that their actions are more reflecting the weakness that they are seeing globally. What's your recap of what we heard out of the Fed this week?
Yeah, I do agree. The Fed was more dovish than people expected. A couple of channels that they communicate that dovishness on, one is that they're going to begin tapering their balance sheet unwind starting in May. So it's going to slow down its unwind, and it's going to finish at the sort of the early end of what people thought, and that's going to be September. They did that, and the other signal really would come from their forecasts, and their growth forecasts were shaved by about 0.25% this year. Inflation was shaved by about 0.1%. But the bigger thing that people focused on was the fact that the median dot plot, the median forecast, which the market takes despite being told not to, the market, including analysts like myself, take it as somehow representative of a Fed's view, even though it's just the median, the mathematical averaging, if you will, of these the different view of the different forecasts. And they have now the median dot, if you will, the median forecast has gone from two hikes. There was a forecast in December to nothing this year. So that's roughly what this is 11 members or so expect not to change rates this year, while six, about a third, are expecting to raise rates once or twice. We're looking at the median dot there, and so that's how the Fed conveyed the dovishness, why the market thought was dovish. And they began rallying U.S. Treasuries, which in effect were pushing down yields and pushing down global yields.
Let's talk about yields and the yield curve, because on Friday we started to get these reports that there was an inversion of the yield curve. However, that's the 3-month, 10-year inversion. First time this happened, though, since 2007. The 2-year, 10-year spread is now in single digits, so that hasn't fully inverted. It's really the long end, just continuing to get hit. But that's, I think, because everyone sees that the Fed is going to support and potentially even be printing money. Who knows? Probably next year. Well, who knows when that actually happens. But either way, a big rush into treasuries. How concerned are you about this inversion of the yield curve, or close to that 2-10 spread being inverted?
Yeah, I know. I'm following it. I'm not so disturbed by it. I guess I recognize that the track record for it and the lag time between the time it happens and the time you get a recession. But I'm also thinking that, I know it doesn't sound, it might be like words, you know, like blackmail with me with one day, but I think this time could be different in the sense that why are U.S. rates so low? Well, partly with one of the factors dragging down U.S. rates is the fact that you've got increasing amount of negative yielding bonds in Europe and in Japan. And just today, for example, as we headed into the weekend, Europe had reported this very weak purchasing managers, flash purchasing managers index data for March. People like me who were looking for some kind of traction in the Eurozone were very disappointed. And so for the first time since 2016, the German 10-year yield now is negative, below zero. And imagine like Spain, for example, has an election coming up next month. And what's happening now is that despite the election coming up and the uncertainty, the Spanish government can borrow money for 2 years at minus 36 basis points. The Japanese 10-year yield went to almost minus 9 basis points today, the most also since 2016. So I think that this sort of is a global, lower yields, such negative yields overseas, I think pushes down, drags down U.S. yields, regardless of what's going on with the U.S. economy. And also, I think there's an important lesson in here about the role of central banks. The ECB is not buying bonds. The U.S. Treasury has, of course, we stopped QE. The balance is unwinding. Conditions should be tighter if this is going to be like, if this is what the central banks are causing to happen. But instead, even the U.S. yield, our 10-year yield is testing 240 today. Last week, we closed dipping below 260.
So, Mark, how sustainable are these low yields then? You are absolutely right that a lot of other major economies are stuck in negative territory, but that's not very encouraging if we are seeing weak economic data and already zero to negative yielding instruments.
Yeah, so this side, this is a tense time. I think that there's not a playbook written here, especially if the economies can't get better traction. I still am a little bit optimistic that the U.S. economy begin reporting some very mixed economic data. The decline in yields we've seen is going to help stimulate the interest rate sensitive sectors of the economy, of course, with a lag. But today we saw, well, this week what we saw really, I mean, I think after we had some disappointing jobs data, and then the second Friday of March, we had some disappointing industrial production data. Today's data was slightly disappointing in the form of the Purchasing Managers Index, the market PMIs, but existing home sales had jumped three or four times more than economists expected. And that's what you'd want to see, is the interest rate-sensitive sectors of the economy beginning to get some traction. Earlier this week, we had a stronger-than-expected Philly Fed survey as well. And that's also what we'd want to expect, I guess, is that if the economy is coming out of a soft patch, you expect to see some mixed economic data. And we are seeing some mixed economic data. Some data is better than expected. And that'll affect, the data surprise models. But Europe's PMIs are very disappointing, and I think we have to go back to the drawing board and see, can they avoid really a contraction?
Now, let's also talk about currencies, because one thing that I think is quite curious is the fact that the U.S. dollar did get hit that just for a couple hours after the Fed statement, but Thursday and Friday it came back quite strong. The U.S. dollar remains elevated even when the Fed is getting more and more dovish. Does this also just tell you about what's going on around the world more so than anything else?
Yes, I'm sort of thinking that despite this, you know, we've had this tremendous rally in U.S. Treasury. You're talking about the interest rate differential between the U.S. and Germany, the U.S. and Australia, the U.S. and Japan, still is fairly wide. And it hasn't really gone down that much because other countries, well, Japan, the 10-year has, because Japan's yields are not nearly as volatile as ours, and they're already, as I said, below zero. So I don't know. I'm thinking that the dollar strength right now is coming from the relative aspect of it. The U.S. is struggling, and I think a lot of people aren't convinced about my lingering hopes as a diehard Cubs fan that the economy can get some traction here. But I think it's not driven by the economy per se, but because the U.S. is doing, people perceive slightly better than elsewhere, the least ugly, if you will.
Very interesting comments, but hey, we're going to be watching closely. There's still a lot of data to process, but right now, seeing how the markets have reacted to the Fed pause and a more dovish pause, as well as, for the most part, taking off any rate hikes for this year, it's a worrisome sign for, I think, global economies that these central banks are getting this worried and that they are still so much stuck in low to negative interest rates, never really able to get themselves out of that little hole that they dug themselves that might only get deeper now. Mark, it's great having you on the show. Thank you for taking some time this weekend and recapping some of the major news that we had this week and some of the market reactions. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody.
Alcohol. Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed my chat with Mark Chandler. Focused a lot on central bank policy and what the Fed did this week. In this segment, I am chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder of The Technical Traders. And Chris, let's talk about some of the market action that we saw post the Fed announcement. Now, we are recording this about midday on Thursday, so we do not have the actual week closes. However, we can already commentate on what the dollar's been doing. The dollar took it pretty hard when the Fed came out with their statement, but today on Thursday, it's bouncing right back. There still is this almost tug of war where there are dollar bears out there, but the dollar really doesn't break down, probably because everywhere else is weak around the world. What do you think about the dollar?
Yeah, well, it's been, you know, the past couple of sessions, huge swings in the dollar, massive sell-off on Wednesday after the Fed, and we saw precious metals rocket higher, and here we are, you know, the following session, and we're seeing, you know, it's moving to previous highs, like very significant recovery. So, you know, money is just shifting around. It's always hard to trade around news-based events. I always talk about any spike or pop on the chart based on news is usually given back within about 48 hours. And yes, I guess the Fed statement there, it was the same thing. We saw a huge swing, and then it fizzled right back out and gave it all back, and then some the next session. The big question is, where are things going to settle? You know, looking forward the next week or two, I feel as though the equities market, it's on a tear. It's moving higher. I feel as though it's so close to major, major long-term trend lines. When you go back on the monthly charts and draw some support trend lines, it doesn't matter which chart, we're moving up to a very significant level. And we just got to let the market work itself out here. I feel as though things are going to get really choppy. I think volatility will slowly creep up and start to rise, because I think we're going to start to see some distribution selling kick in. I mean, we're really just in a really tough time. If I had to point forward, you know, 2 weeks from now, I would say equities markets are lower. I'd even say I think precious metals might actually be trading lower. I think we could see some significant selling across the board and a stronger dollar going forward.
Now, why do you think that we could just see selling across the board? Is it just simply fear then creeping into everyone's mind?
Well, I think things have moved up really nicely on terms of the equity side. I think there's a lot of money to be taken off to lock in gains. It feels as though the charts are all at significant levels where the market is ready for a significant pullback. And I think the dollar is going to continue to be a safe haven play. And if it continues to move up here and rallies to the 98, 99 level over the next several weeks, that is going to put a leg down in precious metals. And I really think it's usually we see kind of recently we've seen equities rally, metals sell off, or vice versa. They're very inverse. But I feel as though we could see a lot of uncertainty going forward over the next couple of weeks, and things are going to get really choppy. And I think the dollar is going to continue to find strength and rally up to this 98 level as the next high. And that is going to put a leg down in gold and gold miners. To me, the daily chart of the miners in metals still look really bearish. They've got bearish formations. So I think they're going to continue to go down and create an ABC, a three-wave correction that will set up for a great long-term precious metals trade after we get a pullback.
So do you have a time frame on when this pullback could happen? Is it going to happen, especially for the metals, over summer, that summer doldrums period?
Well, no, I'm thinking way more short term than that, actually. Based on the chart, it looks like we could have 2 to 3 weeks from now, it could be the low in gold miners. I think we're right on the cusp of a big drop here. We could see gold hit the 1260 area. That will be a really critical level that prices will have flushed out. They'll have hit a measured move based on Fibonacci extensions. And that would be the dollar also poking up at probably 98 cents. So I think that'll be a really significant point. That's based on the current chart patterns. We're only like 2 weeks away, maybe 3 weeks away from a potential significant bottom to get long in metals, because there will be a time when they really take off and start to outperform the equities market while stocks start to top out. So I think there'll be that kind of time frame where stocks are going to start to get choppy and top. Precious metals are going to have a leg down, and they'll put in a bottom as the markets are more or less starting to top.
any actual level that you think the metal stocks could bottom at? I assume you're looking at something like GDX or GDXJ?
Yeah, if you look at GDX, I think it would drop down to potentially the 2050 levels, somewhere in there. I mean, nothing significant. You're looking at a 10% pullback, a little bit more. But overall, I am bullish on metals. They should start to outperform and do really well. Right now, they're not. The equities market is in control, and usually the way it works is right near the end of a bull market or a trend going to the upside, everyone becomes bullish and moves into stocks, and of course everyone will move out of equity or out of the miners. So I feel as though people are going to get overly bullish here in the stock market and pile in, even though I think it's going to be really choppy and dangerous. The average Joe is probably going to be moving in, getting comfortable and selling off their gold stocks because they're underperforming. That'll create the leg down. It's kind of just the mass sentiment is going to create these shifts, I feel.
The Fed put that is in play, then you can understand why some people think that will continue to drive these markets higher. And again, I think that was a key point that you made, is that daily chart is showing some weakness, but still, if it only drops down to that about 2050 level, that is still a constructive longer-term chart, as the metals have been trying to build themselves out of that hole they dug at the tail end of last year. Let's also talk about the tech sector, because the tech sector has gotten some money coming into it. It was a tough day on the Fed announcement day, but overall the tech sector is strong, and some of the high-flying stocks that have led to new all-time highs in the broad averages are getting more money coming in. What do you think about that trade?
Yeah, well, it's amazing how strong the tech sector has been. And I mean, there's all kinds of different theories I hear from subscribers all the time of everything's manipulated, and there's no doubt the markets, financial markets are manipulated. But you look at Apple shares, really all they have to do is drive one stock up and they can muscle a whole market higher, the overall indexes. And you know, if you look at the Dow and the Russell 2000 indexes, they've been underperforming. They're making lower highs. They look actually really bearish. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they've got more tech in them, and they're heavily weighted with these big companies. And of course, it only takes one stock like Apple to jack the price up and make the market look really strong. And I feel as though this is an exhaustion move we're seeing today. I think it's very similar to what we've seen in the past, where you have a huge green up bar. It maybe lasts for one or two days, and then it reverses and gets sold into in a huge way. I feel as though this is a manipulation pop we are seeing on Thursday, and I think we could see huge selling this coming week in the market.
Okay. Hey, interesting comments as always there, Chris. I enjoy keeping up to date with you on your thoughts on a wide range of markets. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time, and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Mueller Russia probe is finished. Now the fighting begins. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the report needs to be released to the public in its entirety.
There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
Republicans, like Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, say not so fast.
There's classified information in there possibly. There's 6E, which is the grand jury investigation numbers, which will not be released. And this, and then areas of ongoing investigation. So he will release, I believe, all that he can legally put forward.
Collins speaking there on Fox News. The Syrian Democratic Forces announcing that ISIS has lost its final stronghold in eastern Syria. That means that the self-proclaimed caliphate that formed in 2014 is no more. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner at the CPM Group. Jeff, I just want to start it off by discussing your general outlook for metals. More importantly, or more specifically, precious metals, as gold especially has been holding up relatively well. And even as we had U.S. equities moving higher and the dollar was holding up fairly well, this week, though, the dollar did start to break down at least a little bit. What is your general outlook for the precious metals?
Well, we think that gold and silver have a little bit further to run in, you know, April into May maybe, but that then you'll see some second quarter weakness in the prices. They'll come off a little bit. And then in the second half of the year, I think our expectation is prices will start rising. And that's really a reflection of investor attitudes toward the economy and also the dollar. And I think the dollar is going to stay stronger than a lot of people have been thinking it's going to stay. There are a variety of factors, both in the economy and in financial markets, that make us think that. And in that kind of environment, I don't see the dollar, I don't see a strong dollar as precluding higher gold and silver prices, but I do think it's something of a headwind that will limit the pace of increase, at least in the second quarter, into the third quarter.
So if we're talking Q2 of this year, that means that we are getting into more or less those summer doldrums. You don't think that's going to be different this year?
I don't think it's going to be different this year unless something really radical happens that we don't foresee. But everything that's bad that's out there, you know, the China-U.S. trade wars, Brexit, the ongoing paralysis and moronic behavior on the part of the U.S. government, you know, all of that stuff's already in the markets. And so unless there's something radically worse, which we just don't see happening in the next 3 to 6 months, we think that the markets will stay relatively quiet.
So is that concerning to you at all, that even with all these fears and crazy government actions and weak economic data around the world, that the precious metals, gold especially, and even silver, haven't been able to break out in U.S. dollar terms?
It's a little bit concerning. I'm not that concerned about it because I think that what you're seeing is a combination of factors. And one of the factors that you're seeing is a lot of people who had been buying precious metals because they thought the world was going to collapse have sort of given up that ghost. And they say, you know, after 30, 40 years, you know, yeah, we have these terrible situations where the markets get really nasty. But then we back off from that. And we dust ourselves off. So I think there are a lot of people who have sort of backed away from buying gold and silver as Armageddon investment, and they're looking at them more as traditional investments that you buy and sell depending on what the market's going to do. And it's a little bit worrisome to us, but it's not that problematic. I think that what needs to happen is that the precious metals industries, both the producers and the people who sell precious metals, need to sort of update their business models and look more for the kinds of rationales for buying and holding precious metals that will appeal to a more diversified, educated investor class for precious metals.
Hey, I'm with you, Jeff. We really need some of these companies to start performing better and make their stock more attractive to these more value investors, ones that want to see better numbers coming out of these companies and, quite frankly, better management. Let's also talk about some of the fears of recession that are on people's minds. However, some of these recession fears are dissipating right now. How is this playing into your outlook for the metals?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the factors that caused precious metals to be stronger in December, January, February, has been concerns that we might be moving into a recession. And you're seeing those fears back away. People realize that yes, the U.S., China, and various European economies are slowing down, but they're slowing down from very high levels to still relatively healthy levels. So in the U.S., you might see, you know, 2.4% real GDP this year, down from 2.8%, but that's still a very respectable, healthy level. And in fact, it's in that zone that you would call non-inflationary sustainable economic growth. So I think that you're finding one of the reasons why you've seen some weakness in gold and silver prices recently is that investors are backing away from that fear of a recession, and they're sort of taking a different approach toward both the stock market and the overall economy, and consequently the dollar too, because that factors into all of that.
So you're not saying that we aren't going to see a recession. It just doesn't sound like a recession is right around the corner. Is that correct?
No, there definitely will be a recession. The question is it going to be in 2019? We don't think so. Is it going to be 2020? Probably not the possibility. But, you know, at some point over the next 5 to 7 years, we think there's going to be a significant financial crisis, which will include a recession and financial market instability. And when that happens, I think that then, you know, investors will come rushing back into precious metals as opposed to buying them now when they're low. You know, I wrote something this last week, and I said, you know, you don't buy the plywood to board up your windows when the hurricane makes landfall. You buy it before the hurricane makes landfall. But, you know, investors with precious metals are waiting to see the storm before they buy their precious metals, which is a mistake. They should be buying them now when the prices are relatively low because, you know, when the storm comes, the prices will rise and will rise fast.
So are you not concerned that when the recession does hit, it's going to be a sell everything type of event and there could be almost a washout, which would include precious metals?
Oh, there'll be some of that. I mean, you know, but look at what you saw in 2008 through 2011. When the financial crisis really hit and credit dried up on the global financial markets, people used their gold and silver for liquidity and the prices fell sharply along with other financial assets. But then they turned themselves around and they made new highs and they moved to record highs. You know, if gold topped out at 1100 in 2008, it got to 1900 in 2011. The stock market rose after 2009, but it was much slower and it was a long, long time before it recouped its prior losses, you know. So I think that what you'll see is, yeah, in times of severe financial stress, gold and silver will serve as a liquidity source and they'll spike down, but they spike back up almost immediately because as you recover from the credit freeze, one of the things that you do is you say, well, where am I likely to get the best bang for my buck going forward? And it's going to be gold and silver in that kind of economic environment.
Okay. Let's also just quickly touch on some other sectors. There's a lot of chatter around platinum and palladium recently. What are your thoughts on these two sectors?
Yeah. Well, you know, we think palladium's got some further ways to go. It's a very tight physical market. It's a very tight futures market. And there are a lot of participants still long in that market. And we think that palladium has some further to go over the next 3 to 6 months. But at some point, it plateaus. And there is a lot of palladium that's owned by investors. So when the price plateaus, will those investors sell or will they stop buying? And if they sell, then the price could come off. If they stop buying, maybe the price plateaus. But what we're telling a lot of our clients is not now, but if you see, you know, in the summertime into July, August, September, when the it may be a good time to sell palladium, take some profits in palladium, and go long platinum. Because for a variety of reasons, one of which is that the model year 2020 cars will start being manufactured in the second half of this year. And we think that there'll be a measurable shift away from palladium back toward platinum in the catalysts on the model year 2020 cars.
Okay, interesting comments there. Jeff, it's always great having you on the show for some of your comments, where you see the metals moving. You always, I think, take a very reasonable look at all of the data being presented. Jeff, great having you on the show. Thank you for spending time with us this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched. matched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from ISO Energy and the president and CEO, Craig Perry. ISO is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ISO and on the OTCQX under the symbol ISENF. Craig, I wanted to bring you on because I have been getting still a lot of questions and comments regarding the uranium sector, and ISO Energy is a company and a stock that I hold, in full disclosure, that seems to be on to a discovery. Now, it might be a little bit too early to say that this is a full-blown discovery, but some of the recent drill results over the last 2 months are pointing to, again, some pretty promising stuff going on at this Low Rock East property in this hurricane zone that you have been drilling. Can you recap some of these recent drill results over February and March?
Sure. Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me back on the show, and thank you for that introduction, and thanks for being a supportive shareholder. We're at a very exciting stage for the company. I certainly think we are onto a significant discovery. I think the results we put out yesterday suggest that what we've got there is really quite substantial. You know, back on February 13th, we put out some of our first results from this current drill campaign. We drilled a hole there that hit 3.5 meters of at 10.4% U308. So really very strong mineralized intercept. And within that, we had 0.5 meter at 38% U308. So really quite extraordinary grade there. And then, we've had more of the same over the last month or so as we've kept that drill campaign going. Another drill intercept of 4 meters at 3.8%. And then yesterday we put out these results that are more significant step outs. And that's really confirmed the scale of the system that we've got there at La Rock East at our hurricane discovery. We've now drilled a system that is 150 meters of strike extent. by 40 metres width by 8 metres of thickness. Now, I should say for your listeners, as an indication, I think, you know, you've probably got a few gold bugs there and people like to think in gold equivalent terms. You know, 10% uranium is roughly the equivalent of about 200 grams per tonne gold. So really astonishing grades. We've seen more of the same along that zone that we've discovered there.
Okay, so even with still a uranium price that is at a pretty low level, those drill results are very high grade. Can you compare some of the maybe strike length that you have or that you think you have at this hurricane zone to other properties, other uranium properties, so people can get an idea of scale?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, if you look at the, you know, one of the world's great mines, Cigar Lake, that deposit's about 3 kilometres long, very narrow, you know, typically 100 metres width, and fairly thin deposit. The other very good example, of course, is Denison's Phoenix deposit, fabulously high grade. I think, you know, most of Denison's market capitalisation is attributable to that deposit. It hosts 70 million pounds of uranium at about 20% U3O8. That deposit is only 350 metres long by 40 metres wide by 15 metres in thickness. So these drill holes we're getting would fit within that deposit very well. It's sort of typical of what you see there, I think. And so we've done a couple of bolder step outs in recent times to confirm the mineralization over 150 meters in length. I'd point your listeners to our website and the release from March 20th. There's a map there figured in figure two, which just shows the location of historic drilling. And if you look 500 metres to the west of where we're drilling now and then 500 metres to the east, Cameco drilled some holes about 6 or 7 years ago that we think were on the less fertile conductor. We've drilled and where we've made this discovery is on the northernmost conductor, which is about 50 to 100 metres north of where Cameco were drilling. You know, Cameco's drill holes there, mineralised intercepts well over a kilometre apart, suggest this system has some scale to it. So whilst we've done some bold step-outs to confirm 150 metres of strike length on that discovery so far, what we'll be doing over the next few months is some geophysical work to better trace those conductive and prospective conductors out and see where this deposit might trend. But beyond that, and come the spring breakup, we'll be getting another drill rig out there and really getting stuck into doing some more bold step outs to confirm the length of the system. But at the moment, what we've got there and what we're seeing suggests that we're onto something really quite significant, and certainly, you know, those grades would potentially support us delivering a resource at some point very soon.
So regarding this figure two and those Cameco holes, we can see them there, and in all fairness, they're not the highest grade, and they are still relatively narrow widths, but that has something to do with you think they were maybe just missing that fertile corridor. Can you give some more color on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what's happened. They've done a great job of defining that conductor or those sets of conductors. There's three conductors. It turns out through our work in the past month that the northernmost conductor is the fertile of those conductors and those structures. They focus on the southernmost conductor, and if you look out to the east of where we've been drilling, there's a drill hole there drilled by Cameco called Kerr-07. That hit 0.1% U3O8 over 0.1 metres. Now, any mineralisation in the sandstone in the Eastern Athabasca Basin is usually significant. You know, there aren't many of those intercepts that aren't associated with some deposit of some type. That never got followed up. None of this has been followed up until we did our first hole back in June last year and made that initial discovery hole. But now our job's fairly straightforward, and that is to drill along that northernmost conductive trend and test what's there. But, you know, seeing mineralisation a kilometre apart and 500 metres to the east of where we've been drilling is very, very encouraging to suggest that this system has some size to it.
So what kind of step-outs can we expect? You did start with stepping out just about 30 metres in the most recent results from back on Thursday, just scintillometer results. Those were about 140 or 150 metre step-outs. What's going to be the continued plan?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we'll do initially is sort of further 50-metre type step-outs to the east and west. We'll be butting up against the property boundary to the west there, but out to the east, that's where we'll focus more. And then beyond that, I think we'll do some probably bigger 100-metre type step-outs all the way along that system, very much aided by the resistivity survey work that we'll do in the next couple of months.
So what about looking at some of these drill results and understanding that the grade is very high, the widths are still arguably a bit narrow? What would you say to the naysayers that say, you know what, you're just not seeing these type of grades or much grade over longer widths?
Sure. Look, we are seeing intervals there of, you know, 8.5 meters at plus a percent U308. So that's significant. And certainly there's a zone right at the unconformity there that where we're hitting these very high grades. And that's a sort of, you know, a 4 to 5 meter thick zone. You know, they're in other deposits, you know, very much mineable widths. And of course, there's technology around now. You've seen Denison put out their pre-feasibility study talking about, you know, I should qualify this by saying we're a long way. We don't have a resource. It's early days in our discovery process. But we are looking forward to thinking about, well, how do you mine these sorts of things? And certainly, if you look at Denison, their pre-feasibility study talked about in-situ leaching, and that they have a new methodology there that looks very, very attractive to mining high-grade Athabasca Basin-type deposits. And then if you look at Areva, they have a mining technology called Sabre, which is a borehole-based mining technology really designed for Athabasca Basin unconformity-related and sandstone-type uranium deposits and that. So we'll be looking at all of those opportunities going forward, but you know, at those sorts of grades, even 4 meters can be very attractive and give you some serious pounds of U308.
Let's just get one more quick comment from you regarding the drill program. How much cash do you guys have to continue to expand on this discovery?
We raised $5.5 million in a bought deal with Cormark back in December last year. We've got the bulk of that still in the bank. We've spent about $1 million on this drill program, so our cash balance is, you know, around $4 million at the moment. That's more than enough to get us through the next 12 months, and certainly, you know, enough to cover all of our drilling needs through the summer drilling window, which will kick off in June. So, you know, we're in a very, very enviable position on the cash front and in a great position to do our follow-up work.
All right, Craig, I do appreciate that update on ISO Energy. If anybody has any follow-up questions, as always, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I say that every week, and I do get a number of emails, which I very much appreciate from all of you, our listeners. Please don't be shy. Keep in touch. Let me know what you're thinking and if you have any companies or guests that you would like to see me chat with. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the first hour. Craig, same goes for you. Everybody, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.